You've read and heard from all the others. Now the real story on today's biggest topics. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to turn for a few minutes now. We're going to talk with Ron Rubano, and you and I are going to role play. I'd like you to be part of this at 203-333-9422. You can call me at 203-333-9422. I'd like you to be part of this and call me and have Ron do the work for you and us in front. Of course, if you don't want to disclose, first of all, you can use a different name, so we don't even know who you are. But the idea is that I want to run through various scenarios of different kinds of persons and profiles so that you and I can understand to choose a better Medicare program. Ron Rubano, welcome to the show today. Hi. Welcome
back.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good morning. So let's just set the stage.
You sound lovely today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm in a great mood. My son was born 33 years ago at 1 in the morning, and we both survived. It's been 33 years. Or as my father would say to me, I know he'll survive. It's you I'm worried about. And those are during many, many years.
That's the truth. That's very much the truth.
That is the truth. So anyway, but I did, and John, I was great. So anyway, so I'm in a great mood because I became a mom 33 years ago today. Really.
Well, congratulations.
For the first time. Thank you. Okay, so anyway, Ron, so what you do is you perform a service for people. You don't get paid by people who call you. You get paid by the insurance company. But you don't just do one insurance company, so it's not like you're going to always steer the nail to the same hammer. You represent a lot of insurance companies, right?
Yeah, I represent about 5 in the state of Connecticut. That's correct, yes.
Okay. And each of them offer different programs to people for Medicare?
There's a lot of similarities between them, but it gets down to a couple of things. One is one may pay you more for certain things than others. The other is a cost. Primarily, it's drug coverage, if certain drugs are covered and at what the co-pays would be for that particular drug.
So I'm going to give you me. Let's start with me, and then we'll solicit, and we'll see if anybody else
young.
Wants to be
Come
part
on.
Of this exercise. No, I am too young, but I'm going to give you my profile as if I was older.
Okay.
333-9422 is our number, 203-333-9422. Let's get a little free advice today from Ron Rubano about Medicare. So let's say I present to you and I'm 65, which I'm not yet, but if I was 65 and it's time for me to decide on Medicare.
Okay.
And I present to you as a basically healthy person, but I take a thyroid medicine every day. And I take a thyroid medicine that is not the generic. I refuse to take the generic. I don't want to take the generic. My doctor says I shouldn't take the generic. So I take the very expensive one. And currently I'm paying it's not very expensive, but it's more expensive than nothing, right? So currently I'm spending about $45 for a 3-month dosage. So it's still pretty cheap, $15 a month. And let's see, can I make up something else? So let's see, I have thyroid. That's actually the only medicine I take right now. But let's say I had to take a statin, a cholesterol. Say I had to take a cholesterol medicine.
It would be un-American not to be taking a cholesterol pill.
Right? It would be un-American not to be on a statin. Okay, so I'm taking a statin and I'm taking a thyroid. Those are pretty common meds.
And maybe I'm even taking a
blood pressure. Exactly. Okay, so with those three in mind, now I'm with you. Tell me how you're going to take me through the drill, or do you already know what I should buy?
Well, the first question I would ask you is what month you were born. That would tell me how much time we have to get you enrolled, okay?
Why? What does that have to do with
it? Well, because I just had a phone call the other day from a lady that was all in a panic. It was in May, and she said, I got to sign up or else I'm going to get a penalty. And I said, well, when's your birthday? She said, August. I said, well, you have 3 months prior
wife,
to August
you have to
and
tell
3 months
your wife
after.
To stop. Ron, you have to tell your wife to stop talking. You have to get into another room.
That's my daughter.
Hey, your daughter. Tell her you're on the air. Tell her you're on the radio. She has to be quiet because I'm getting distracted. She's talking too loud.
I'm on the radio. Can you try to keep it down a little bit? Yeah, well, you know, since everybody's working out of the same areas these days, but you have a seven-month window. You have a seven-month window, 3 months before and 3 months after your birth month. So she actually can start enrolling in May and had until December. Had until December or to enroll without a penalty. So she breathed a sigh of relief, said, well, I have lots of time. I said, yes, you do. Now, getting back to what your particular scenario is, you have 3 months prior and 3 months after, so you can enroll pretty much any time within that seven-month period and still be able to get Medicare without any kind of penalty. And the penalty can be stiff if you miss that window. Now, you take a number of drugs and so forth. The next question I would ask you is, do you want to have monthly premiums with little copays or no monthly premiums with copays? The first one is basically a Medicare supplement plan, which does not include drug coverage. It was the original addition to Medicare when we realized that it only covered 80%. Then you'd have to buy a separate drug plan on top of that. The second one is a Medicare Advantage plan. This is the thing that Joe Namath talks about on the television all the time. That includes drug coverage. That usually has no premium, and it has low to no copays depending on what circumstances are going by. The idea is to do the math, figure out your drugs, A, if they're covered, B, how are they covered, and what your copay is. And then you figure out what the actual cost would be per year. There's algorithms that you use that will give us a pretty good estimate of which option is best for you.
Let me ask you this, Ron Rubano.
Go ahead, dear.
So in terms of annual cost, I assume you're locked in for the year in which you choose, but are you locked in after that year or can you switch?
You switch. You should reshop it every year because plans change. Things are added. Things are deleted. Costs change. They always go up. They never go down. So what you need to do is to shop it every year and find out what is the most economically most advantageous for you. And you know this as well as I do. You sign up for something, especially insurance, automobile insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever insurance, and you just continue to go year after year after year after year. You never reshop
inertia.
It. And next thing you know, it's an enormous amount of money.
You're right.
And all you got to do is
call
your agent
and
say, hey.
They know that people are lazy. They know that the law of inertia. They know people get comfortable with whoever they've got, and they don't want to change it. They know this. And so
That's right.
They incrementally increase it year by year by year. And you got to shake them up every once in a while. So
absolutely.
Are you saying, Ron Rubano, are you saying that around your birthday is always a good time to reassess Medicare? Or is there a particular time of the year that's always better than others anyway?
There's an annual enrollment period which begins in October and goes to December. That's the best time to be able to do that. No matter when your plan started, that's always the best time to do it because that's when the changes are being made. But you can, for the most part, I shouldn't say this, if you're doing a Medicare supplement plan, you can change any time as often as you want during the course of the year. With a Medicare Advantage plan, that you have to wait for the annual enrollment period, which is, again, October through December.
So there are real differences.
Yep.
Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplement, it's a whole different world. It's a whole thing.
In most circumstances, to be honest with you, a Medicare Advantage plan usually tends to be the most cost-effective in terms of costs. It has a bunch of benefits there that you may not use today, like, for example, someone bringing you food or transportation back and forth, but the bottom line here is that it's there if you need it.
So you're telling me Medicare Advantage covers some of the home health care aid kind of things? That's what you're saying?
And some of it is covered through Medicare itself, but not all of it. And with regard to Medicare Advantage, there's a way of getting it all paid back and taken care of.
Do the premiums increase depending upon your age and medical condition?
They increase because of the insurance company wants more money.
No, but I mean, if I buy 70, is it a different price than if I buy it at 80? If I'm a healthy 70, is it cheaper than if I'm an unhealthy 70?
No, there's no pre-existing conditions. So it doesn't matter what you're taking or for what reason you're taking it. Initially, there is no pre-existing conditions. If you change, there may be some concern with regard to pre-existing changing. In other words, if you change one plan to another plan, like for Medicare supplement to Medicare Advantage or back and forth, whatever, that kind of stuff. But as long as you stay within the same type of plan, that is Advantage or supplement, pre-existing conditions don't come into play.
How many Americans, as a percentage of all people that qualify for Medicare, how many of them are either doing one or the other? In other words, how many people just do just do Medicare and don't do any supplement or any Advantage?
Don't know. I suspect that these days there's very few people living on just original Medicare.
Okay.
But I don't know the statistics on that. Because it's to their advantage, really, to get the other things, a supplement or whatever, because that way you cover most of your costs. And, you know, we're all living on fixed incomes. You know, inflation goes up. Maybe we'll have negative inflation because of what's been going on with regard to the Medicare crisis. But the bottom line here is it's going to go up based on the insurance companies' experience with regard to clients.
So, if Ron Rubano, let me ask you one more thing. At 203-333-9422, if you want to be part of the conversation, you're welcome to join us. I have one more question for you, Ron. Ultimately, how much are the premiums for the Medicare Advantage?
They can be zero, or they could be like $100 a month.
That's all?
Depending on the,
that's
yeah.
not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. But you still have to pay. There's Part A and Part B. You already know about that. Part A is free because you've worked long enough to be able to get it for free. Part B, everyone pays for, and that's $198 per year. It's a one-time payment. A lot of folks think of it as a monthly payment. It's only a one-time payment. You still have to pay that. But other than that, with regard to an Advantage or even some supplement plans, the monthly premium is zero.
In other words, you're telling me you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan and enroll and still not have to pay a premium?
That's right. Unless the only way you start paying for it is if you have to use it, like going to see the doctor or God forbid, anything worse, having to go for tests and surgery or hospitalization. Or
oh, so the Medicare Advantage is not the monthly premium?
No. Well, no, you can get a Medicare Advantage plan where there is a premium. And what that does is pardon me. It reduces the cost of some of the other co-pays that you have.
I see. So you have to basically play a
so
little bit of a guesstimate
game. So
either
pay me now or pay me later. Yeah, pay me now or pay me later.
So if you're betting on your own health, and we all we all don't know what we're doing, but if we bet on our own health, then you might decide to take a plan with a lower premium and take a risk of an out-of-pocket cost. If you already have a sense of your health and realize more or less this is what you're going to have to pay every year, then you might want to do the one that has the built-in premium. I got it.
Exactly right. That's all part of the consultation process. How much risk do you want to assume?
Got
like
it. Well, Ron Rubano, tell us how people can find you, how they can reach you if they want to know more about their own situation.
Well, you can call me at 203-459-8752, or you can email me at info@ronrubanomedicare.com.
info@ronrubanomedicare.com or 203-459-8752. And if you missed that or you're driving and it's not a good time to write anything down, or like me, your short-term memory isn't what it used to be, you can always remember my name and do lisa@lisawexler.com, and I will send you Ron's information directly. So if you
send me
an email, I'll
take
care of it. Exactly.
What was your name
I'm trying
again?
To remember it myself. I'm trying to figure it out. Ron, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
That's interesting. Thanks, Ron. You be well.
Be safe.
We'll be right
Bye-bye.
Back for more of the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned.